connecting with below pulsations that are out there being sent to planet Earth by creatures from other worlds. Yes, the Earth is just under the spotlight of the universe. Things are happening here that the whole universe is paying attention to. It's all about freeing planet Earth from the deep state, the dark side, that's been controlling us for way, way too long. Aren't you sick of it? Aren't you sick of all the stupidity that goes on in this world? Well, I am. And I'll tell you right now, we are going to take command of our world, whether they, the bad guys, like it or not. It's destiny. They are destined to lose the battle, whether they like it or not. And we're going to take command of the situation with love vibrations. So we're going to stop all the wars. We're going to stop all the bad vibrations. And then our ET, Galactic Federation, friends are going to come down here and remove all the scum, the bad guys, the creatures in the swamp that have been ruining our world. They might not like to hear it, but it's destiny. It has to happen because there are just too many good voices and good people that want to connect with the whole big picture, the other dimensions, as they call them. I call them zones. Each zone has a parameter, a vibrational parameter. The higher you go up in the zones, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, the faster the vibrations go. Yes, there's 12 basic dimensions, and each one has 12 overtones. 12 times 12 is 144. That's where they get that number from. 144, how gross, isn't it? Yes. And that's the significance of 12 in our world. There's so many 12s. 12 hours to the AM, 12 hours to the PM. 12. 3 times 4, 2 times 6, 12. A hexagon is half of 12, if you count the signs or the vertexes for you mathematical geniuses out there. Well, let me tell you, BBS Radio, you are listening to BBS Radio. This is a talk radio show. It's also a party show if we turn it into a party. You know, I go out there on Twitter. By the way, you want to follow me on Twitter, there's two ways to do it. You can go to BBS Radio, click onto the name of my show, Connect the Dots, at Saturday, 10 p.m. Pacific time. There's my tweets you can find if you go looking for them. You can also click on my name, Tom Edison. That's right, my real name, T-O-M-E-D-I-S-O-N, kind of like the inventor. I am an inventor of certain things. I'm always inventing things. We're all inventors to some extent. We're all teachers to some extent. We've all got personalities, huh? Some of us use them, and some of us, we haven't taken them out of the box yet. That's why you need to unwrap your presents after Christmas. You don't leave the presents under the tree, for those of you who know what I'm talking about. You take them out and you open them up. Well, person, your personality is a present. It's a gift given to you from the source of all sources. Some of us call it God, some of us call it the Heavenly Father. And some of the apparently galactic entities call it Source. Well, there is that single point from which everything has started and everything is connected to. you realize that the universe, everything has been explained to us already. The only reason you don't know is that MSM, mainstream media, is prohibited from telling you the truth. They only can tell you about who got killed on the street corner today, whose house burned down, where were the tornadoes, when's it going to rain, and how many people are lined up at the border between Mexico and the United States. And, you know, a thousand and other meaningless things. So that's all they can tell you. They can't talk about truth. Because the New World Order controls everything. Who is the New World Order? Well, we can, all the powerful rich people, all the powerful corporations, the Illuminati, the Freemasons, or some of the Freemasons. hey, here's an Illuminati thing. I believe it started in 1776, just when we were creating our freedom over here in America. Isn't that interesting? Hey, if you haven't been told already, maybe you need to be told now. This is a call-in radio show. The number is 888-627-6008. If you have something important to say, call in, you know, and I'll talk with you. I'll ask you a few questions about it, and we'll give you the stage for a short while. That's the kind of show this is. If you've got a lot of interesting things to call up about, you call up right now, and maybe the whole show will be you and me talking about all the interesting things you have to talk about. That's up to you. Hey, if you have a telephone, there's an opportunity there that you can actually call into this show, believe it or not, and give your two cents. And there's probably a million things to talk about. As I often tell you, I usually listen to the show before mine. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. But I always like to listen to host of ET Yoga, Charles Green. He always has some good things to say. And I make comment on him sometimes. Like he was talking about the 108 number, about doing the OM. 108 times each day, and it's going to help you in a certain way. Well, when I hear the number 108, my mind is mathematical. That means 9 times 12. It also means that's the number of facets that your pineal gland has, you know, or pineal gland, you know, the first four letters of pineal or pineal is P-I-N-E, as in pine cone. And that's how the name was given, because you have 108 facets on this little organ inside your brain that kind of resembles a pine cone in shape. And if you ever saw a real pine cone, you know, there's maybe 108 little slivers that make it up, overlapping each other. So anyhow, that's how the number 108. Now, again, I have to compliment Charles Green. He brings out a lot of educational information that you're not going to hear anywhere else except maybe on my show. And there's... it's an interesting to make point of the fact that he was talking tonight about somebody that he follows mentioning the year 2037, 3 days of darkness. Well, I don't know about that, but I have come across the information that the Earth has to evolve for us to have a planetary ascension. It has to happen by 2025. And so Charles Green is talking about, well, the splitting of the time zones will be around 2037, according to his source. But, you know, I seem to go along with the more recent source that it has to happen about by July of 2025. But I wish it would happen a lot sooner. Supposedly, we've got two timelines going on right now. I've heard from the Pleiadians representatives on the... Pleiadians representing themselves on Twitter. they all talk about the event. Supposedly, it started already, and the Earth is responding to it, but the human race, we're a little behind on the whole deal, you know. We're still locked in what's known as 3D reality, where we've been suppressed since birth by the controlling forces in this world. And I was just thinking today, you know, that's what, when you start going to school, start learning about getting in line, yeah. They're setting you up to accept the slave reality life they have planned for you, because you're going to get in line in school, you're going to get in line if you're going for your free benefits, like if you want to milk the system. You're going to get in line to apply for your license, your driver's license. You're going to get in line for this, get in line for that. You're going to go to the emergency ward, and you're going to get in line there. You're going to be rushed off to the FEMA camps, and you're going to get in line to get into FEMA camps. But I wouldn't rush to do that, because these are really concentration camps, yeah. They're going to jam as many people in, and then they're going to turn on the juice and cook you. You know, it doesn't take long to kill the people with microwaves. I think it's even faster than the old gas chambers that the Nazis were using. But you better be aware of this, you know, because if you saw the movie The Matrix, if you haven't, you need to go see it. There's several of them, but they're talking about the reality that a lot of people, your whole life is being a dream, you know. Mainstream media is telling you what to think. Your phone's telling you what to think. The doctors are telling you what to believe in. Or the fake doctors, that is. You know, it's really sickening today. I do watch mainstream media. You know, some people say you shouldn't watch it, but it's not, you know, I have a positive mind, so it's not going to overpower me, but it's just, it's sickening to watch all these commercials about Big Pharma, the pharmaceutical companies, trying to sell you products like something to clear up your acne, a pharmaceutical concoction that, you'll clear up your acne, but there's about 25 different side effects, including death, that could happen to you by taking this product. But, and they play those nice, pleasant music, but it might be right for you, you know. Meanwhile, there's plenty of ways to take care of skin conditions without buying into products that are dangerous. And all the commercials with all the products that Big Pharma is promoting on mainstream media TV, they all have some harmful side effects, and the amount of side effects they have is amazing. Anywhere from a dozen to two dozen side effects, each one of these products. So why would you want to take a risk like that? It doesn't make any sense, but they're conning you into it. And if you're not paying attention, you're going to, you know, because you've been programmed since birth to listen to what you are told. You know, that's what school's all about. You know, authority telling you what to do and you following the rules, getting in line. You know, even when you go to eat in school, you have to get in line in the cafeteria to get served, you know. It's they're brainwashing you, getting you ready. And of course, if you join the military, they have you lining up, marching in line, etc. And something to think about, you know. And I warn parents every week. This is an educational show. Sometimes it's fun. Sometimes we talk jokes. Hey, call in and talk some jokes. You know, all the famous people were on Twitter. I've tried to contact them on Twitter. You know, I send them my tweet. Hey, Colin, my radio show. But a lot of these famous people, they don't read their tweets, nor are they responsive, you know. It takes a certain type of individual to be responsive. You got to learn that at home from your parents. You know, if your parents are good at teaching you how to be responsive, you'll be a responsive person. Unfortunately, parents aren't teaching their kids anything anymore. Today, it's less than ever, so there's less responsive people. They send them in front of the TV, and just so they don't have to bother taking care of them. They give them the cell phone which is not good and healthy for children. It's not good for human adults. In fact, I said it before, but I'll say it again just to remind you. Back in the 1990s, the Greek government did some scientific studies on cell phone frequencies, and they determined that it's detrimental to your health. Well, why wasn't that on mainstream media? I wonder why. Gee golly. Anyhow, so it's been known since the 1990s that cell phones were dangerous to your health. Just like the concerned doctors of today, people like brain surgeons, hundreds of them trying to lobby the Congress to stop, don't bring allow this 5G, the 5G broadcasting frequencies to be put turned on, because they are detrimental to everything working in your body. They're going to affect the water molecules, and you are 70% water. They're going to punch holes, the 5G is going to punch holes in your blood-brain barrier. It's going to make your children sterile, if they're not sterile already, from going to public school. I recommend everybody take your kids out of school. They're getting microwaved too much. Important things like the ability to procreate and have children is being destroyed by Wi-Fi systems. Too much Wi-Fi in small enclosed rooms. Everyone's got their own personal cell phone on. Your kids are getting cooked. I heard the worst city is Los Angeles. So if you really love your children, you know, drop that old idea. Yeah, I can't wait to send them to school so I can have some time to myself. If you really love your kids, take them out of public school, because the government doesn't care what happens to your kids, really. They're not interested in protecting them from dangerous microwave frequencies. And you as a family ought to talk to your kids about this. And you ought to the parents ought to get some knowledge. Just go on Twitter. There's dozens of people talking about the dangers of 5G. I don't know if anyone's listening, but there's a lot of important information out there. It might be on Facebook, too. I don't know. I don't go on Facebook. But, in fact, the only reason I started going on Twitter was because President Trump was on there. And, of course, I've tried to tweet him. You don't get any response. They hire people to look at their tweets and stuff like that. And unfortunately, President Trump is not aware of all the bad things going on in this world. He's aware of certain things. The people representing the Pleiadians and the other races of the universe, some of the people I follow that are connected to the Galactic Federation, the representatives who go on Twitter, they say that the president has met with the Galactic Federation already, and so is the Russian president, and they're not letting on that they know what's going on. But at the same time, President Trump is not that smart, because he doesn't understand the dangers people are being put through with the 5G. You know, if he could write an executive order, stop it, and order an investigation, and allow the real scientists to bring forth the proven knowledge already that this is harmful to every human being on the planet, animals too. You know, even if you don't care about yourself, maybe you care about your pets. It's going to do the same damage to your pets as it's going to do to you when they turn on the juice. I don't know whether it's going to be 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks before everyone starts getting cancer. That's how powerful this stuff is. And we're all slowly being cooked right now with the 4G system. I didn't realize how bad it was until I bought myself a microwave meter. I found out that some place you walk into, it's off the scale. You get close to these big antennas, it's off the scale. So I don't know how, it's beyond danger. And there are certain towns that have low microwave radiation counts, where you go in other towns, people are getting cooked 24/7. They don't realize it. And it's going to tax their health. But when the 5G system comes in, you got to be away from all the antennas. And they're planning on putting small antennas on every telephone pole on everybody's street in suburbia and the big cities, or if you're living between Boston and Washington, D.C., it's known as the megapolis, a continuation of neighborhoods nonstop. It's almost completely filled in at this point in time. But these towns are... the people who run towns now, again, you can't trust government. You can't trust city councils. You can't trust your mayor, basically. None of these people. I mean, sure, there's a few good mayors out there, a few. New York City mayor, total jerk, moron, brainless. I think he's running for president, too, you know. Guy can't even take care of his own city, you know. The main transportation terminals are littered with homeless people, you know. Just they go in there and they use the bathrooms and they wash themselves in the bathrooms and they lay out on the floor and sleep it off and they beg and they do all that, you know. And these people could be all taken care of very easily with a little effort, but the effort isn't being put there because government does not care. Government is loaded with a bunch of phonies, blood-sucking leeches, money-hungry bastards, and traitors. That's most government for you, including the U.S. Congress. Oh, yeah. Talk about morons in the Congress. If you know, and people are posting the videos to show what hypocrites these people are. I'll give you a couple of examples, like Nancy Pelosi. You know, what she's saying today... 20 years ago, when she was still in government, you know, she's a lifer in government, you know, doesn't really do anything for anybody except get out there and pretend to be doing something and get paid for it, plus take bribe money. Her whole commentary on what she talks about now is the exact opposite of what she was talking 20 years ago. Same with a Chucky boy in New York here, Charles Schumer. Another Democrat who completely reversed things he was talking about, let's say, 10 years ago. Now he's talking the exact opposite. And what does that tell you? It tells you something's going on, that's for sure. I think it's sophisticated mind control myself. And, of course, bribe money is a form of mind control. And that's the kind of world we are in, you know, the traitorous members of the U.S. Congress and both parties allowed the telecommunication companies to get a free-for-all where they can set up their 5G systems in anybody's neighborhood and local governments can't stop them. I don't think the state governments can even stop them. So this is how bad it is. And so they've got a green light to go ahead and wire everybody up, and somebody's from the New World Order is going to give the order, okay, turn on the juice, and people are going to start being microwaved. You know what happens when you put food in your microwave? Well, that's going to happen to you, believe it or not, especially if you're in real powerful danger zones. You know, they got... start looking at the top of apartment buildings. Look at all the indenters they're putting up there. I feel sorry for the people that have the apartments right underneath the indenters. Nobody's being—they're not being told that they're in a hot cook zone. And when the 5G comes in, they're going to be the first ones getting the cancer. Plus, this 5G system will go right through you, you know, and disrupt every cell in your body. Your neighbor has a high—his house all wired with Wi-Fi. And the poles out in front of your house, well, all the juice that he's going to suck in to run his Wi-Fi is going to come straight through your house, go through every cell in your body and every other member of living soul in your body, including your pets, and you're going to have some serious health problems maybe in a couple of days. This is what's on the menu, as the saying goes. And it's down to the point that everybody should realize government is out of control. They are brain dead. They've all been bought out. And the few that haven't are not enough to be a majority. So that leaves us, the people. We have to save ourselves from this. And I advise everyone, go out and get a microwave meter and see for yourself what the hell's going on, because it's not pretty and it's only going to get worse. And don't hold your breath for the Galactic Federation to show up with their spacecraft with the event. Yeah, it's in progress, but then they're telling us, well, there's not enough love vibration. Well, it's pretty hard to get love vibrations out of the whole human race when we got all these wars going and we have all these energy weapons and pollutants being focused against us to make our lives miserable. It's pretty hard for people to be loving. And there's so much anger and turmoil all across the planet. It's pretty hard to be loving when all these bad things are going on. And they got these fake medical systems that'll, you know, you thought you were sick. After you go see the medical system, people will make you sicker in many cases. Not everybody. And just because they have one or two successes, that doesn't mean what they're perpetrating on the rest of the public is good at all. That means it was a few lucky people. And there's no logic to what's called allopathic medicine. Some people call it that. We can call it big pharma medicine. We can call it fake concoctions that get promoted by fake news, mainstream media. And then we have the propaganda scientists that are on mainstream media trying to con you into taking vaccines. Vaccines are so illogical. I dare anybody to call me up and debate me about this, and I'll just verbally point out how stupid you are, how little you know about how the human body works. Because putting poisons in your body is not a smart thing to do. And vaccines are loaded with poison, and every year they put more poisons in it. Because our enemy, the New World Order, which is actually controlled by evil ETs. Yeah, there are many evil ET races here. And while we're talking about the ET races, just for the record, did you know, and this, you know, bits of information come out here and there along the line, and did you know that the first treaty signed with the U.S. government and the Greys, as they're called, the Grey, little Grey ETs from Orion, happened on July 11th, 1934, on the naval ship in Balboa. And it was renewed 10 years later, back in 1944. And then it was renewed again in May of 1954, you know, at Hollow Man Air Force Base. Before, and I'll say it again, these ETs are playing a joke to our face. They're spitting in our face and laughing at us. Hollow Man, because they think, I'm sure, they must have picked that place because in their eyes, we are hollow men, you know? Our brains are hollow because we haven't picked up to how we're being duped, you know? And humanity got fooled for hundreds of thousands of years by the false gods who pretended to be gods and manipulated them and got people to bow down before them and bring them the best of their jewels and the best of their fruits and the best of their labors and give it to the false gods. They were probably laughing themselves silly. What fools we made of these stupid humans. And after several hundred thousands of years of the human race being subjected to that, I wonder why we're still perpetuating these things. It's ingrained in our collective memory. It's a collective memory we want to forget. I mean, in fact, we need to look in the past and see how we've been manipulated and understand we need to break free from it. And the best way to break free from all these patterns we've been pushed into to accept is to think about what we really want. What does everybody want? We want peace and happiness, and we want to get along with each other. But we have so many disenchanted fractions of society today. Certain groups will just not get along. So that the only solution to that is voluntary segregation. At least if we're all in groups that where we all think alike, we'll have an easier time to get along. This multiculturalism political routine is a lie, just like being politically correct is a lie by definition. To be politically correct by definition is a lie. And multiculturalism will not work 100% on planet Earth at this time. After the event, but we have to be loving people to help bring the event come on faster. I don't want to have to wait to 2025. I'm using, you know, it sounds like a reasonable closed-off date. It has to do with the celestial objects in the sky, you know. The things I'm talking about tonight, you're not going to pick up anywhere else on anybody else's radio show. But these are important things to understand. You know, the universe is a very, very orderly place. Everything is synchronized. It's been synchronized from the beginning. We have the energy wheels. We have the mother wheels. And like if you've ever seen the picture of the inside of a grandfather clock where all the wheels and the cogs come together and the mechanisms, well, that's how the universe is really works, you know. It works on a grand scale. It works on a grand, what we refer to as time scale. Some of these cycles for one wheel to go around to where it started, in connection with another wheel, could be billions of years. Other wheels are hooked on hundreds of millions of years. And something like our sun takes what they call the Platonic year, and named after Plato, because he helped remind people of it, the 25,920-year cycle for the sun to come back to the same position in the sky. That's another wheel that connects with larger wheels. And then we have the photon band, which is another wheel connecting, bisecting our 26,000-year cycle of the sun. The sun carries us around. We follow it because we're a captured planet by the sun, and the sun does things for us, and the sun is, there's a lot more to the sun than we've ever been told. It's good. The information is coming out now, but you'll never hear it on mainstream media, on public TV, on the boob tube. Even the public broadcasting channels like PBS, you know, certain things they're willing to tell us because it's okay. The New World Order says it's okay. So they give you some shows are really good. And other shows, they whitewash it. And they distort the truth. And I'll give you a perfect example. PBS, like in New York City, it's where the show is coming from. Even though it's broadcast out of California, I'm the host, and I'm doing the show out of New York City. And we had this Channel 13 PBS, and they're always asking. It used to be totally free. Now they've become corporate. They're asking money. They're asking people for money and money and more money. So the people who, the CEOs, can put more money in their pockets. You don't need more money, really. They have big donors already. Why do they need common people? They talk about it's commercial-free. Well, it's not. You do your marathons, and it's sickening. You're breaking every 10 minutes and begging us for money. And then you have the audacity to put out shows like The Life of Christ. What a whitewash. What a fairy tale story they told. They made Jesus Christ look like he was a criminal. Yeah, PBS did that, you know, and didn't tell us any of the real things, important things, the good things related to his life. Nope. They made him look like a damn criminal. And these are the kind of people that pretend to be your friend. Yeah. They'll let you look at a polar bear that's hopping over the ice, breaking up, and stuff like that. But probably the most important individual that ever walked the face of this earth, Jesus of Nazareth, who became Jesus Christ, and ascended into the heavenly realms, and then came back and visited his friends to prove that he could do it. They whitewashed a show about him, told close to none of the good things he did, and made him look like a criminal. Well, that's sickening. And if there's anybody listening that's a member of PBS, don't give your money to those people anymore. They don't deserve it. They turned it into a corporate bullshit machine, and they're stealing your money. They don't need it. Let me tell you something. I'm a cost-effective person, and the amount of money being spent on things is 10 to 100 times what's really needed. Yeah, that's how bad it is, you know? The government, we've got a $20 trillion debt almost now in America, and they're just looking for more ways to scam money out of you, the people, that they're not properly representing. And we don't need that much money. All the wrong decisions are being made. All the stupid laws are being written that only benefit the rich and waste taxpayers' money. I mean, let's talk about how insane it is, you know? What's the point of arresting millions of people and putting them in prisons when it costs $30,000, $40,000, sometimes $60,000 a person to keep them incarcerated, you know? I mean, that's insane. It shouldn't cost that much money, but it is, because that's another thing, the prison system. It's another racket. That everything that gets set up, the money-hungry people get their dirty little fingers in it and start siphoning money off and expect you, the taxpayers, to pay for it. You know? Keep somebody in prison. It shouldn't cost more. Come on, people are trying to live a life on below the poverty line. Most of us are. You know, I've lived my whole life at the poverty line, and now I'm below it. Why am I below the poverty line now? Government and stupid laws. Evil government and evil laws that suppress the common people and make our lives difficult. These are our representatives. Look what they've done to us, you know? The 2020 election is coming up, and that's all they talk about on the mainstream media. You know, 25 or something candidates, wannabes, the Democrats, all trying to beat President Trump, and two rotten, stinking political parties. These are the guys that you have to blame them forever. They were supposed to be our overseers, our watchdogs. What have they done? They've been selling us out for the last 100 years, if not longer. Everything wrong with America, we only have two groups to blame, the Democrats and Republicans. And this whole thing about us versus them, it's a con game to keep us fighting amongst ourselves. And that's all they do in the Congress now. They don't pass legislation anymore. And when they do, it's only legislation that's going to benefit the rich people. None of the legislation ever benefits the poor people. What was the last legislation that really benefited poor people? It was probably back in under President Roosevelt, before World War II, when they... right after the Depression, when they set up the beginning of Social Security, which is helpful to people now retiring. Of course, that's going to run out of money in a short amount of time. But that was probably the last thing that the U.S. government did for the people. You know, hey, if you got something other that really benefited everybody, call into the show. This is the call-in radio show. Number is 888-627-6008. You know, there's still time to call in. Hey, there's probably, I don't know, looks like maybe there's 20, 25 minutes left of this show. This is an hour show. But considering all the important things that I talk about, I don't know. Am I talking to an audience that doesn't have telephones? Or maybe you're too shy to call, and there's nothing to be shy about, you know. I'll treat you with courtesy and consideration, unless you're going to call up and try to challenge me on the things I've said. There'll be no doctor calling up trying to promote vaccines. I'll make you look like the biggest fool that ever walked the face of the earth. You know, you call up and start talking a stupid conversation, I'm going to tell it. But, you know, I've had people call on the show before, and they're well-informed like I am, and they talk about important things. You know, we have to take control of our government, and not just here in America, all around the world. You know, I have a lot of people I follow on Twitter from Britain, and boy, their government is really stabbing them in the back, and it's not giving up. They're destroying all of the freedoms that the British people used to have. You don't have free speech in Britain no more. You say something against what the government has declared a minority or something like that, you can get arrested and go to jail for 6 months, 9 months, or some ridiculous penalty just because you said something that they deemed was negative about that group of people. Talk about a totalitarian government clamping down on free speech. I think even in Russia you have more rights than you have regarding free speech than you have in Great Britain now. That's how bad it is, really. We got the same nonsense going here. You know, every time somebody tries to speak truth, we got this some phony organization that wants to call everybody a racist that says something that they don't like. In fact, the organizations that are manipulating the situation, they are the racists. I don't even want to waste my time naming them. You can figure it out for yourself. But we have plenty of racist organizations in here, and they've got their fall guy. It's all the Ku Klux Klan's fault, yeah. Well, if you know, I've talked to people from the Ku Klux Klan. What you hear on mainstream media news is a bag of lies. You know, sure, every group has their bad people, and sure, maybe they shouldn't have been hanging people, 75 years ago or something like that. But that's all in the past now. They're not going around hanging people anymore like that. They're not lynching people. And if you hear some of the stories, well, why did those things, what got those things started? It has to do with other people committing horrible crimes, and they wanted some immediate justice, you know? That's human nature. But stop blaming everything on the Ku Klux Klan. You want to blame people? Blame the Democrats and the Republicans. They made all the stupid laws. They haven't dealt with things properly. They don't know how to make a good decision to save their lives. And, you know, all they care about, most of the representatives, a few good guys there. Yeah, five people out of 535 representatives are good people. Maybe there's 10. Still, such a minority, it's like there's nobody. And that's the reality, you know? Hey, I mention it occasionally, because it doesn't matter to me whether I'm elected or not, but it would matter to everybody in America if I was elected president. Yeah, I'm running for president of the United States. Visit my site, 2020, presidenttomedison.com. I've got the most impressive website anybody ever set up. And I did the whole thing myself. I don't have a team, you know. I'm a real leader. I do things myself. I have experience in life. That's all the advice I need is my own experience and what I've witnessed other people do that made sense. You know, that's what a real leader is. Walks into a situation and he knows what to do. Doesn't have to call in his advisors or something like that. Yeah, sure, there's always situations where you want to ask a few questions. And that's the method why I claim I have the ability to solve all the problems simultaneously, because I know whatever the situation is, I know what the key questions are to ask, and the answers to the key questions lays out the blueprint for what the solution is. It works for me 100% of the time. Plus, I have a 100% track record. Everything that I had a chance to make all the decisions on in life worked out 100%, just like I had it planned. That's a great track record. I don't think anybody can claim that much, you know, that good a record, but that's how good I am. Didn't happen overnight, but over time, eventually, I fine-tuned my abilities, my thinking abilities, my observation abilities, my conclusion abilities. Sometimes, you know, we have to go through a little trial and error, but eventually we get to the real solution. And that's what a real leader is. There isn't anybody out there running for president, including President Trump, that's a real leader to the extent that I am. You know? Whether you like what I'm saying or not, as far as presidents go, President Trump is the best one we had in a long time because he's a leader to a point. He just doesn't have the knowledge that could make him succeed. If he had the knowledge, if he had one-tenth the knowledge I have, when they started investigating him, he could have stopped that in a day or two. But he didn't know what to say. He didn't know what to do, and he's surrounded by a bunch of idiots. I hate to say it. No, I don't mean to be insulting, but and he's relying on these people that don't even know less than he does. Well, that's why I'm a better president than, you know, I'll make a better president than he could ever be. He says he's going to get the best advisors. Well, a great leader, which I claim to be, I don't need the best advisors. Anybody could give me a good, help me out in any situation. I've talked to people on the street, bums, homeless people that had more wisdom than anybody in the U.S. Congress. You know, you never know where you're going to get your answers from. Plus, you know, I'm not afraid to receive telepathic communication from the heavenly realms. And they have their ways to get people's attention who are paying attention. And my telepathic door is always open to listen. I'm not, you know, if you make sense, I'll agree with you. If you're talking bullshit, I'm going to tell you so. That simple. I'm not worried about if I hurt your feelings or not. I don't look to hurt people's feelings, but if you're going to try to converse with me and you start talking a total asshole conversation, I'm just going to tell you that's what you're doing. And that's how it is, let me tell you, because I know what I'm talking about. You know, I have ethics in my life. When I don't talk about something unless I know what I'm talking about. If I don't know what I'm talking about a certain topic, I'll say, hey, I don't know anything about that. Enlighten me. You know? And if I make a once in a while I make a mistake, I'm right 99% of the time. You know, that 1%, you might talk to me that day, I make a mistake. And I'll say, oh, thank you for correcting me. Yeah, I made a mistake, but I won't make it again. And all these things makes me the most qualified person to be the next president of the United States. I have the secret. I even have the secret how to get the Democrats and Republicans to get along. It's ingenuity. I'm not going to reveal that secret. But I'll just lay it out there and put it into action should I gain the authority that goes with being president of the United States. And I'm a solution person. I can look at any part of the U.S. government and explain to people, give them the orders, this is how we're going to make this system more cost-effective. And I will know what I'm talking about. I'm a cost-effective genius. When you're born poor, you learn how to be cost-effective from experience. Necessity is the mother of invention. Yeah. And plus, we're going to change the education system. You know, I tell people all the time, you know, buy my book, Connect the Dots Theory, because it explains everything that's going on behind the scenes. List 39 ongoing conspiracies. And I had to draw the line there because it's probably 100. I tried to concentrate on what I thought was the most important, and I stopped at 39, you know. I redefine definitions of proof, the ones that the so-called scientists have given us from birth. They're inadequate for today's world and how fast it changes. Plus, they don't include the other dimensions, so they really don't know what the hell they're talking about. Plus, they don't include all the human attributes that we have, like intuition, hunches, et cetera, feelings. these are forms of proof too. You know, stupid scientists said, "Oh, well, we have to prove it in a test tube." Well, they're idiots. You know, they've been misleading us for too long, and it's time they get told to their faces, "Stop misleading us. Get a real education," because we're tired of being manipulated and lied to. Also, the definition of truth has to be broadened. It's too limited. And these limited definitions of proof and truth they've given us were probably intentionally given to us because they didn't want us to evolve beyond a point. Who didn't want us to evolve? The world controllers. They want to keep us stupid and dumbed down. Accept your life. Get in line and accept your life as a worker slave. That's their idea of manipulating society and controlling it. You know, no one ever talks about subliminal suggestions, but people are getting them every day of their life, and that's where the demon spirits get in. They, you know, every moment has the ability to pick up subliminal conversations. You pick it up with your subconscious mind. And your subconscious mind, we've all been tricked into believing the thoughts pouring into our heads are our own thoughts. Well, they're not. Those are suggestions being sent to us. Our subconscious picks it up, and we've kind of been, I don't know, controlled or manipulated to believe that we think all the ideas that pop into our brain are our own. Some of them are, and some are not. Again, we've been lied to and deceived. And then there's all the sophisticated mind control today. I mean, people can mind control other people personally. And then we have mind controlling people with fear, money mind controls people. And now we have, in the year 2019, we have fine-tuned, sophisticated, mechanical mind control machines. That's right. They can target an individual from a distance even and actually make him hear words like, "Go do this bad thing," in his head. And we've had many testimonials about this, people that turned into mass killers. And then when they're caught, they confess. So I was hearing voices in my head that was telling me to do these bad things. And they had been to the psychiatrist already before and doctors. And the doctors and the psychiatrists weren't responding correctly. I don't have too much respect for psychiatrists, really. I don't care what you say, because I've seen some of them in action. And these people don't know how to think for themselves to begin with. They've got brainwashed in psychiatry school, in the colleges, to label everything and put everything into a box and a category. Now, this isn't reality, and this isn't how you help people. You know, I've got wisdom written in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. I have a whole chapter of philosophy, and one of the main points I make is people respond better to agreements and understandings rather than laws written in stone. And that's the truth. And nobody can prove otherwise. And all I gotta say is, I speak the truth. And the truth is what we need. It's been said, the truth shall make us free, and it shall. But we have to start talking about it. You know, we have to start talking about things like intuition. You know, intuition is not necessarily yours. A lot of times we get clued, because there are overseer beings. I call them the overseers of mankind. Yeah, there's all different categories of overseer beings. They look at a broad spectrum of society. They're watching many lives simultaneously. They're watching your life and many of the people you interact with, and they can see trouble coming, and a lot of times intuition is a message sent from these overseers to you, subliminally, warning you about something bad could happen to you if you did this or went there, etc., etc. And these beings are invisible, but they have a larger overview of everyone's life. And these are the coordinators in life that create coincidences. Yeah, all coincidences are created. You know, there's a few, like one in a billion things might happen by chance. Yeah, chance is a real reality, but there are very few things happen by chance. Most coincidences are created. It's a coinciding. I have the definition in my book, Connected Dot Theory. You know, you can read the first 40 pages free, and it's in chapter one, the definition. New definition of proof, new definition of coincidence, which is really the coinciding of things that have been purposely arranged to coincide in the future. Pre-planned events that have been purposely arranged to coincide at some point in the future. Coincidences are, they're created to happen. You met somebody that was helpful to you. Well, the event was set up, you know? They knew that these invisible beings, that is their job to oversee what's going on with everyone here on Earth. They knew what you were desiring. They knew what you needed. They knew you needed help from someone. And they arranged for that someone to run into you at the intersection waiting for the red light or something, and you start talking to each other. That's how it works. These things should be taught in grade school, but they're not. And the whole education system needs to be changed, you know? Famous groups back in the 60s were singing that, the Beatles, filling me up with your rules. Bands like Pink Floyd singing philosophical messages. It's not okay just to stand there and stare, you know, you need to interact. Otherwise you'll be just another brick in the wall. And these are important things. We have to start talking about them, you know. Do you realize there's markers everywhere in this world? The demons put them out there, or I should say the false gods put them out there in the New World Order, which is ruled by the false gods and the bad ETs, puts the markers out there. I call them control markers. I explain it. You know, Washington, D.C., the way it's laid out, 45 degrees out of kilter with the cardinal directions, that's a control marker. So what does that say when you understand it's a control marker by those who want to control us? It's saying that the plan was already in motion to take control of the United States shortly after it became an independent nation. These guys have been planning ahead. You know, they go with the long-term plan. And then the Washington Monument and Center, it's a broadcasting, receiving antenna. All obelisks are. Why is the largest one in the center of Washington, D.C., you know? Because it was determined that this was going to be the ruling country of the world, and the bad guys, the New World Order, the Illuminati, and of course the ETs that mind control these idiots who think that, really think that they're ruling the world, they had a plan that we're going to use the U.S. to control the world and destroy the world too, and that's what the U.S. Congress has been participating in for the last 50 years at least, if not more, destroying the world through U.S. government making bad decisions, creating globalism, multiculturalism, and pretending, and conning people into believing it's good when it's not. It's all part of the big plan to destroy humanity. I talk about all these things in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. But there's another side to me besides the serious side. There's the party side. There's the have-a-good-time side. And I want everybody listening to know now that I have, out on YouTube, I have my Subway Fantasy, a rock and roll documentary out there now. You know, go to your Google Chrome, if you're using that. That's what I use. And just Google it in. Subway Fantasy, a rock and roll documentary by Tom Edison. Be sure you write all that in so it takes you right there. And remember to spell the word differently. I did it on purpose. I spelled the word fantasy P-H-A-N-T-E-S-Y. First word, subway. Second word is fantasy. And then it says, a rock and roll documentary by Tom Edison. Well, you write all that in, it'll take you right there. 29 minutes and 40 seconds. It's a roller coaster ride of entertainment. And it reveals a lot of rock and roll history that didn't make it to mainstream media because it's talking about people that didn't get in the limelight because they didn't have the record contract for various reasons. You know, there's plenty of talented people out there and they just, the record companies stopped giving out to everybody like they were doing back when the Beatles broke the ice. Well, we're coming to the end of the show, but hey, before I get off, tell your friends about it. Write it down. I'll give you, I got to mention one more time. Check out my YouTube, Subway Fantasy, a rock and roll documentary by Tom Edison. Check it out. You'll be entertained. It's a different type. I reinvented to do a rock and roll documentary. It's more entertaining my way. Okay, we're coming to the end of the show. Hey, tell your friends to call in next week. Tell your friends to listen next week. And be sure to tell your friends about my Subway Fantasy, a rock and roll documentary out on YouTube. My name is Tom Edison. I am a 2020 PresidentTomEdison.com. Check it out. Go to BBS Radio, Saturday, 10 p.m. Check out. Click on the name of my show, Connect the Dots, and find out all about me. Hey, participate in life. Okay, Mr. Engineer, we're going to do the countdown, and all you listeners get to hear the most fantastic lead guitar solo at the end of my song, Are You the Party in Kind? And you can buy these things over at CD Baby Music Store. The links at BBS Radio, Saturday, 10 p.m. Connect the Dots. See you next week. Okay, Mr. Engineer, here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here and took my stand without fear. To the world my ideas and all those people that had walked on by now stop and look cause I caught their eye. I don't want to be nobody's slave. I don't want a joke until I'm in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Stand without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by, now stop to look cause I